team checklist. Steps for creating a code of honor. Number one, create the code in a sane environment. Two, isolate recurring behavior that interferes with optimal team performance. This becomes the basis for creating the code. Do the same with behavior that supports team performance. Number three, if you have an existing team, get everyone involved. Number four, discuss various instances of productive and non-productive behavior and how everyone felt about them. Number five, from the discussions, write down the rules that will support optimal behavior and performance. Number six, make sure that the rules are specific and enforceable without ambiguity and that they are not general value statements. Number seven, don't attempt to legislate moods in the code. Eight, rules should be a challenge and a stretch for everyone. Nine, don't make too many rules, fewer than 10. And number 10, when someone breaches the code, call it. What to expect? So now you've all spent days, weeks, or even months creating this code of honor. You've determined the problematic issues, you've all communicated with each other effectively, you've condensed several rules into a handful, you've written them down, and you've posted them in a prominent place. Life should be perfect now, right? Well, you're getting there. I always remind teams I work with that it may get worse before it gets better. And it will get better eventually, but in the beginning, expect fallout. It's ironic, but often what you'll see is that after all the talk, after the rules have been hashed out and the code is solidified, it occurs to people, oh, I guess this is for real now. I could actually get called on one of these rules. And then they'll jump ship. Or on the other side of the coin, you'll have those people who feel the need to test the code immediately. I'll use my son as an example. He does this to me all the time. He'll pick something up and I'll say, put that down. And he won't. And then I say, I'm going to count to five and you have until five to put that down. If you have kids, you know exactly what he does. He waits until the very second I say five to put it down. He has to test me. Well, I'm sorry to say that there's a part of us that never really outgrows that. Something happens to some people the minute you put up rules, they have to test them. Sometimes it's totally unconscious. Dealing with change. Time changes things. People come and go. Responsibilities sometimes shift with a changing economy. You'll need to expect that too. Remember, everyone has a code whether they know it or not. Every person, every team, every business has a code. And in the absence of some agreed-upon rules, people will make up their own. When groups merge or new players are added, the rules need to be discussed and reviewed again. As a team adds new people, they don't usually get a voice in the code. It's already there. It is simply for them to understand it and agree to it. We're all human and rules get broken. It's inevitable. And later on in this program, we'll talk about how to deal with this. Sample rules. Be willing to stand behind the purpose, rules, and goals of the team once decided. Speak supportively and with good purpose. Acknowledge whatever is being said is true for the speaker at that moment. Complete your agreements. Make only agreements that you're willing and intend to keep. Communicate any potential broken agreement at the first appropriate time. Clear up any broken agreement at the first opportunity. If a problem arises, first look to the system for corrections and then communicate your solution to the person who can do something about it. Do not go behind people's backs with problems. Be effective and efficient. Do more with less. Have the willingness to win and allow others to win. Play win-win. Focus on what works. When in doubt, check feelings and intuition. Agree to work toward an agreement. Take personal responsibility. No laying blame, justification, or finger pointing. Actively celebrate and acknowledge all wins. Always be willing to do whatever it takes to win. Act first and debrief later. Do not let personal issues stand in the way of your post or task. Clarify your own communications and verify the response. Be willing to do whatever it takes to support any and all team members. Have a willingness to stay together. Do not desire or seek sympathy or acknowledgement. Keep time agreements. Never abandon a teammate in need. Support early, often, and unconditionally. Team Drill. Create the code for your team.